Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
I said it was beautiful.
They put a bridge in California. What a great...
It's a beautiful view of the East River and all the bridges over here in New York City. Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And while Giannis and the Bucks got things back in order in that series... And they've taken a commanding lead in that series.
I fell asleep in the second quarter.
You didn't need to watch anything.
I woke up in the third quarter. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
Giannis goes for 31. Yeah, the Bucks beat the Heat 132-98 in game two. The late game, by the way, Denver also gets things right in that series as well. 128-109. Lillard's still insane, but Jokic taking over in that game. And so the NBA games last night, and again, in Milwaukee, that's not even the biggest story out of Milwaukee. As we know, Aaron Rodgers is the biggest story in Milwaukee, and guys, finally he speaks. I don't know.
Finally he speaks.
And he does it for Kenny Mayne on SportsCenter last night as a way to send him off.
It was politician talk.
That's what I wanted to ask you. First of all, we needed to hear from him, I guess. Would you say these kind of stories, don't you say we keep talking about it, blah, blah, blah. You guys are the athletes, but unfortunately, you're also talking heads in this situation.
Not talking heads.
No. Look, when you're talking about somebody who hasn't talked yet, that's what we all become. The speculation and this is what he's really trying to say. How badly do we at least need to hear him talk? Had to, right?
But the speculation that we had was on point.
But
I mean, him not saying anything goes exactly what we were talking about. He spoke for whatever amount of time, but he didn't say anything. But you still got the gist of what he was saying.
That was going to happen, right? I mean, that's why I say to me, it's like Aaron Rodgers is going to speak. Okay, Aaron Rodgers is not going to say anything, though. It's going to be the same thing. You're going to have to pick it apart and then come to your own conclusion of what Aaron Rodgers was saying.
We're still translating it, right?
Yes. If you said, we haven't heard from Keyshawn in 4 months.
Right.
But he's going to speak.
Uh-oh.
You're like, oh, damn. He's going to light a match to them. That, you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting ready to get. But Aaron Rodgers, it's just like, okay, we're going to have to still kind of dissect it and play with it and put it together. And that's what we're getting ready to do.
Yes.
Just want to work with quality people. You know? You hear answers like that.
About the people.
Okay.
Charles Barkley's getting ready to speak.
Somebody's not quality.
Yeah, when you're saying just about everyone, and you said he didn't say anything, and we have to dissect it. I don't know. To me, you can always read between the lines.
I really like working with Keyshawn Johnson, Alan Hahn, and Pacasello, Alan Yates,
but that's
James
a lot.
Steele.
But that's when you're doing that Pete right McCombo, there, Jay. That's telling me already it's a lie. You just lied about
Evan's
everything.
Yes, we're missing one guy. But to me, I think this is where Aaron Rodgers, this is the petty level. It's like Richard Petty, the king of all petty, right? The petty level when you hear him speak and what he's saying, it's like he's saying it with a smile. What he's really saying though, I think it's a master class. It really is.
And I'm in control.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in control. And you know, if you want me to stay, I'm in control. And therefore, I'm in control.
I'm in control.
You figure out I'm in control. That's all he's saying. You figure out I'm in control, and then we'll go from there.
Would you have done this just like this? Would you have done it just like this before we even play it? How would Keyshawn Johnson handle this?
No, because 3 months ago, I would have been like, I'm not rocking with y'all no more, period. Y'all can keep him or not. It's up to y'all. I'm not staying nor I'm not coming back as long as he's here, period. And him being the general manager.
Brian Gutekunst.
Whatever his name is here, I can't. I'm not going to be here.
But you would already have said that?
I would have said that a long time.
This is like conversations I have with your wife, right? When your wife says, so what do you think happened? And you're like, damn, what happened? And she wants you to tell her what you think happened, what went down. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you directly. Keyshawn will tell you directly. This happened, blah, blah, I'm pissed off about it. No. Aaron's like, tell me what you guys think you did wrong. And then let's see if you can fix it. And if I think you fixed it, I'll let you know.
Yeah. And the feeling that Aaron Rodgers is gone, never coming back. You get, you know, we've been getting that sense, but everybody close to him keeps saying there's a way he can come back. But what Aaron Rodgers doesn't want, of course, is blood on his hands. Now, again, this is SportsCenter at night with Kenny Mayne. As you know, Aaron Rodgers, first of all, wanted to come on and give Kenny Mayne his roses as he is departing ESPN. And so he agreed to come on, and for a while there, he was avoiding answering anything about the Packers. Finally got to it, and this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, by the way. He made it clear that it's not about what we think. Jordan Love? No, not about that.
It's never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, you know, love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible. Incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, you know, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. A lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, the spill out of all that, but look, man, it is about the people, and that's the most important thing. Green Bay has always been about the people, from Curly Lambeau being owner and founder to the 60s with Lombardi and Bart Starr and all those incredible names, to the 90s teams with Coach Holmgren and Farvey and the Minister of Defense, to the run that we've been on. It's about the people.
Now, Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So it's about the people. I think we heard that several times. The culture, character, and philosophy. He names all of those who came through the organization. But when you talk about culture and the people and your character and philosophy, clearly we're talking about one person.
Yes. Whose philosophy is it? It's the general manager who essentially is running the organization, picking the players. But it's not about Jordan Love. I threw a monkey wrench into the program when I became a MVP because the program was moving forward without me because you drafted Jordan Love. But when I became MVP, it made your job even more difficult. Yeah. So guess what? I want your ass gone if I'm coming back to play for the Packers. Now it's up to Murphy, the president of the team, mm-hmm. to decide on whether or not the general manager is worth being fired or worth being retained, and Aaron Rodgers is worth being traded. Because clearly it says to me what Aaron Rodgers said right there is, I'm not coming back to the building until he's gone. Much like I said months ago, it's very difficult for me to stand on the sidelines and look at you, somebody I don't like. I dislike you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you standing near me. And every time I'm walking in the building, you're around. It's almost like the Jerry Cross situation and Michael Jordan them to a degree, where he's got to be in an uncomfortable situation as a general manager of a team when players really are not rocking with you like that.
I mean, I don't think that's a difficult choice. Personally, I mean, I take Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers gets me to a championship. Aaron Rodgers, I want to retire as a Green Bay Packer. Like, I think for everything he stood for the community, and I even the fact that he didn't say anything lets me know that Aaron Rodgers is always remaining disciplined, his style and approach. Like, he's not going to throw somebody underneath the bus. You just have to figure out that's worth it. For me, it's worth it.
That's best for business.
Yes.
We always think about that. Like, I was going to ask you, Jay, if you're running that organization, or at least that we know nobody is.
I call up Brian Jay. I said, Brian, I appreciate what you've done for the organization, yep. but this has come to a head. Mm-hmm. And the miscommunication, I think, hurt us here. And we have to talk about a different role for you.
Yeah.
See,
different role.
We're talking about a different role, yeah. A reorg.
Right. But that's good for business right away. But the concern key would be, now you're basically handing the franchise over to Aaron Rodgers. Like, you're empowering the player now, and once you open that door, there's no closing it.
Yeah.
Now it's whatever he wants all the time.
We got to break. I'll answer that on the other side.
You're going to answer that on the other side?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily
that
true.
It's a long answer. It's not necessarily true.
It's not necessarily true. We can talk about that, though.
Okay, we will. Because, like I said, I feel like that's the one hesitation you have in this situation, is that you open that door that you know you can't close if you side with him and make that move in the front office. Rodgers not the only athlete upset with his team's decision-making. And we'll get to that other star next. Just getting started. 888-8-ESPN, 888-729.
Spoil Brett!
3776 is the number, you athletes.
Athletes, Keisha, just get their way.
Jay Will, Zubin, Alan Hunt in for Zubin. ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Donovan Mitchell makes a lot of money, so I can see why Utah is a little conservative.
It's that just the presence alone can make Ingles better, can make Bogdanovich better, can make Rudy Gobert better.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That would be an assist.
Yeah.
Usually you get two, actually. In basketball, you only get the one, the primary. But in hockey, actually, if you make the pass before the pass that leads to the goal, you also get an assist.
That was pretty cool, though, how he hit that and then do.
Yeah. Believe it or not, they actually will shoot off of your own teammate, and it'll go in the net. Yeah. That counts as a goal by whoever it hits.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You got to love that. Yes, we're talking hockey here.
It happens.
J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive. It happens.
It happens.
Progressive Insurance. So market madness, yes. And we have now our Sweet 16 matchups. So right now our seeding that closed, the poll just closed minutes ago in our Era Goats region, 1-4, not an upset. LeBron James, 61% of the votes.
Shocking.
Early. Alex Ovechkin, he's out, 38.9%, though. At least the show, that's good. But LeBron moves on into the quarterfinals. So today, the Era Goats region are 2-3. Coach K, Larry Fitzgerald, nice. Early in the voting, you got 24 hours, 23 and change left. But early on, Coach K pulling away.
That's light work for Coach K.
0.5.
Light work for Coach K.
See, this is a test.
People
college
say
basketball
is king.
Or football.
Man, it's not that, man. It's Larry Fitzgerald.
At KJ and Z is where you go to vote.
What? Because it's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
It's not fair. This is not a normal college basketball coach.
Yeah, this is
the guy, right, since like John Wooden. Like, he's the guy.
Yeah. Well, you can make the case he might be the guy over John Wooden.
Well, I can't make that case because all I know is.
Still,
yes. John
Wooden, he's a letter. Like, he's one of these guys. You say K, it's like, oh, no, that's Coach K.
I say Larry, I think Larry Bird.
Wow.
What? That's fair, no, right?
What about Fitz?
I can't argue with
you
that.
You say what?
When somebody says Larry, like, who I'm like, oh, Larry Bird.
See, I know Bird is Bird. I don't know him as Larry.
What about Fitz, though? Who do you think of?
Fitz, I go Ryan
Fitzpatrick. Is that bad?
Really?
Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic. It depends on who you're talking to for me.
When you talk to Larry Fitzgerald, like, what do you call him?
Fitzy.
You call him Fitzy?
Yeah. Yeah, so it depends on who I'm talking to.
Fitzy sounds like a guy in Boston.
I'm just
saying.
Your
cousin. You know, Boston.
Mike and Larry? Like, you never, it's just Larry.
Just Bird.
Bird and Jordan?
Bird and Magic.
Bird and Jordan, exactly.
Bird and Magic.
Like if I said to you,
see, it's Larry.
See,
if I
said, Bird, though.
That's
yeah.
Larry to me.
No, yes. If I said Larry, you might say Larry who? Larry Grandma Ma.
How many Larrys do you know?
No, Larry Grandma Ma.
It's
LJ.
Yeah, it's LJ.
See what I'm saying? It's just different. LJ, right? I say
just like
you,
negative
you don't
Nancy,
think Larry Johnson
eight?
Before you think Larry Bird.
No, I don't think no.
Well, anyways, yeah. Again, at okay, Key J and Z to do the voting. Coach K, Larry Fitzgerald, or Fitzy. Market Madness brought to you by Indeed. Resumes are good. Resumes with Indeed Skills Test are better. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's the playoffs.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Big story out of Salt Lake City. With Utah, you know, and their struggles in game one. They struggle, why? Without Donovan Mitchell, and he was not happy. Late scratch from Sunday's opener in their series, and he's already had issues, right, with that organization, as we know, going back a year, maybe even more, and clearly wasn't happy. He had the ankle issue. It had had him out the last 16 games of the season. He declared himself ready to go, but then right before the game, was not
well,
available. And,
he declared himself ready to go.
Yeah, he said he was ready to go. He yes. felt good. He practiced, and he was expecting to play. Then he doesn't. Now, he'll play in game two, of course. Suddenly, miraculously, he's healthy enough to play in game two. But still, Tim McMahon, our ESPN NBA writer, said, Mitchell readily admits he was upset and frustrated by being held out of game one. He firmly believes he should have played, but ready to move on. Here's Mitchell in his presser with the Utah media talking about not playing but wanting to move on.
I think, you know, for me, my team, you know, I was definitely frustrated and upset that I wasn't able to play. I'm a competitor. I felt I was ready to go. I felt ready to go. And fortunately, that wasn't the case. That was not how it happened. You know, I was ready to go. When I spoke to you guys about 24 hours ago, and they came to a decision that that's what it was. But the biggest thing for us is moving forward. Like, we lost game one, and we got to handle, you know, excuse my language, but we got to handle going forward. So I understand it's your job as media and you'll ask me questions, but I wanted it to be known that we're moving forward as a group, as a unit, because we got stuff to handle and as a group and team and go out there and work on our game plan.
So Donovan's saying all the right things. Yep. So supposedly what I heard on my end is that he has his own personal trainer and he's brought in that personal trainer to get another opinion about injuries that he has, that he works with. And him and his personal trainer felt like they were at the point where he could play. The team supposedly said that we don't feel like you're ready to play. We're still going to hold you out one game. So this is where it comes into me from ownership perspective. This is where D. Wade is so critical in this relationship. D. Wade obviously had an opportunity to become a part owner of the Utah Jazz. But I also think it was done because there needs to be a peer in which Donovan Mitchell can go to talk through these type of moments. When the organization decides to do something, right, Donovan is the guy. Donovan's game is very similar to the likes of D. Wade in the way they played, right? So if there's somebody to mend that relationship to say, hey, look, you may not like the way everything is done here at Utah. I'm here now. I can be your voice within ownership. Let me help you navigate and do this together. Hopefully that can mend that relationship because there is friction there for sure. There, it seems like there's something off there between Donovan and the Utah Jazz.
And that's been going on for a while.
It's been going on for a minute.
And you know, again, admittedly, there are teams that are watching this carefully, watching this closely.
I mean,
he just signed a big-time extension there, so it's like he's locked in, of course. But, yeah, it goes back to Rudy Gobert. And as we know, at the very beginning of the pandemic, right before the shutdown, he's making a joke about COVID, touching everybody's microphones in the locker room. I guess he was hugging teammates.
Then Donovan got COVID. He was out.
And clearly they had issues. They had to work it out. But it's important. I think the important part, again, game two with the Grizzlies, they lost game one. The important thing is him talking about we're moving on from this. We've got things to take care of. Because the last thing Donovan Mitchell wants is for everybody to look and think, oh, he's breaking up that locker room. He's the reason why this top seed that's been the best team in the league, you know, is suddenly not playing well. They've got issues, and it's all on him. He's trying to make it, no, let's put all this aside. We've got business to get to.
But I guess I'm lost. If the organization says you're not ready to go in a critical playoff game, why do you question that? right? I mean, if
he wants to play.
I always want to play, but yeah. I have to trust the doctors in the organization that have invested
it's almost like, and I'm not comparing the two, but it's like, you know, Kawhi didn't trust the doctors in San Antonio. And I'm not saying that the Kawhi situation in San Antonio is the same as Utah, but I think there's a lot of players in the league for a fact that have their own team in place, trainers, doctors that give them their opinion they don't always trust the evaluation from the team.
But I'm not telling you to go. I'm telling you not to go. There's a difference. I'm telling you.
Yeah, this
not
is the opposite
go.
Of we're it's making you play while hurt.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to be extra cautious early in the playoffs.
So to me, I'm
and you're
like
I want to go.
I got my top dude.
Yeah.
I gotta save this dude, man. I can't have him out there walking around on one leg.
Yeah, but for him to be mad,
it's been a day and a half.
Yeah, but for right, and all
it's been
of a sudden
a day.
He's good?
It's like it's like, oh, so. Oh no, there's a day and a half. From the time we saw them play, there's a day and a half. Does that give him the rest that he needs?
This is a big story because the whole league keeps a lot of teams are watching this because you never know with Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, he just has never seen him go to New York
in Salt Lake City, and yeah, New York is certainly one of those places. That's where he's from. Now, I asked Key a question before about Aaron Rodgers in that situation. Is that, okay, so it seems easy to make a decision between him or the GM, but once you do, it opens up a box, it opens up a door that you might not be able to close. He said he has an answer for me, so we'll discuss the, how much control should the Packers really give Aaron Rodgers. We'll discuss that next after Key has this from O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blade, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts, the professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free of charge. See better, drive safer with your new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spoke to a team source who said the Packers have engaged with Aaron Rodgers and his representatives, and they will continue to try to do so.
We want him back in the worst way. I know he knows that. We'll continue to work at it each and every day.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsCenter right now, Aaron Rodgers. His issue with the Packers, it's about philosophy, not Jordan Love. Here's Rodgers Monday night in an appearance on SportsCenter to commemorate Kenny Mayne's final show on ESPN.
It's never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love coaching staff, love my teammates. You know, I love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible, incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, you know, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way.
And it's about maybe the front office. We shall see. Yeah, culture. In Milwaukee also, the Milwaukee Bucks use a 46-point first quarter.
Say it again?
Yeah, 46 points in the first quarter. They beat the Heat 132-98 game two.
Did you see enough from Giannis last night? Are you okay? Are you guys okay now?
1 for 7 from three.
Can we stop
46
points?
They won by 30. The second most in NBA playoff history for a first quarter. Talk about setting a tone. More NBA tonight. Lakers and Suns, they're planning a moment of silence in honor of George Floyd before game two tonight. Today, 1 year ago, Floyd's murder. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. When you're looking to hire people fast, better late than never doesn't cut it. Fortunately, Indeed has Instant Match. Sponsor a job and you'll instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. As we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and him finally speaking, so we get an idea or a sense at least of what is on his mind about his – well, he never really said he wants out of Green Bay. Everybody else has been saying that about him. He's talked around it. But he's made it pretty clear that – by not saying, I guess, it, because he's named everyone else but Brian Gutekunst, the GM, sounds like that's where the issue is, right? Right? The culture, character, philosophy, that all has to do with whoever is the architect of the franchise. So, Key, I asked this question to you, and you said you were going to have an answer for me. So it's – Jay made it clear. If he's running that organization, BG is out. I get a new GM, and I tell him, look, it's not working, and I'm taking Aaron Rodgers over you because he's great. I can get a new GM any day. I can't get another Aaron Rodgers. I'd rather not trade him. I just pose this question. Do you open up a door that you can't close, though, if you empower now Aaron Rodgers and say, okay, you want this? We'll do this for you if it'll make you happy and you'll stay. But now it opens that door of now every time Aaron Rodgers isn't happy, I've got to do things that he wants. And you had a response to that.
Well, because it's not – we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers at 25 years old. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers on the backside of his career where he's probably got 4 great years left. And so, much like you say, now I get rid of the general manager, and every single time somebody who has star power comes in – and says, well, you got rid of that dude. Now I got to address that situation again. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about Magic Johnson telling Dr. Jerry Buss at the time that I don't want to play for him. It's Magic Johnson at 21 years old. I got another 16 years with Magic Johnson. And the rest was history.
Right. So Pat Riley became the coach.
Pat Riley becomes the coach. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit different. Aaron Rodgers is on the other side. So Aaron Rodgers may be right, but to go and get rid of a guy who's a general manager to bring Aaron Rodgers back to make him happy, now Aaron Rodgers is put in a position where everybody's looking at him funny, side eye. What if it doesn't work? What if they go back and they don't, let's say they win the division and they lose again in the second round and they don't get, or they lose again in the NFC Championship game, or they lose in a wild card or something. Now what? Now Aaron Rodgers, you're the bad guy. You got rid of the general manager. So it's like, the best thing for me, if I'm the general manager along with the president of the team and whoever else is in charge, I'm trying to get the most value I could possibly get for Aaron Rodgers, and I've now got to just move on. Because Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't want to be in the building, I'm not getting rid of my general manager. And I get rid of the general manager, now I'm going to look like a bad guy. It may not work out with Aaron Rodgers. It's just too complicated. The easiest fix is to get as much as you can.
You gave me an if that that I could flip into. I trade him, he wins MVP again. Wherever I trade him to, he becomes a Super Bowl winner. And I get like a collection of pieces that take my franchise now goes.
But I already know that there's an opportunity. I already know that there's a possibility, a strong possibility that Aaron Rodgers can go to the Denver Broncos and be in the championship or be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but I also know that Aaron Rodgers has been with us for the last several years, and we ain't got nowhere. We've gone to one Super Bowl with him at quarterback.
And whose fault is that?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I got
everybody
you.
Everybody says it's the general manager putting players around him. They have players. Let's stop that narrative as if they don't have players.
But if you're Aaron Rodgers, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, I don't like the way things are handled by Brian G, the GM. But there, I have
you don't
to,
want to say his last name.
No, I don't. That's give somebody a nickname. BG. BG. Yep. Say it again.
Gutekunst.
Gutekunst. Okay, Gutekunst.
I have to look in the mirror and recognize that there's some on me here for a second too now, because we could have had another Super Bowl and a couple different plays if you were to make the right play. So I get that. But here's why I think that Mark Murphy has a chance to kind of reposition or reorganize. It's called a reorg in business for Brian Gutekunst, right? You say, hey, look, Aaron, if this is what you want, this is how I'm willing to do that, but here are some non-negotiables. Here are some non-changeable things. I'm going to put this person in this position, and we're on the same page here, but this is not – you don't have sheer autonomy here. And you and I need to have a different relationship on how this whole thing is going to play out. So, yes, we can meet. I'm going to listen to you differently, but this is not like, hey, whatever Aaron Rodgers wants is going to happen. This particular case, I may let it ride because you mean that to the organization. But if you put me in a situation again down the line – it's not going to happen.
It's
again.
Too late. I'm 100
years old.
It's
not too late.
I'm 100 years old.
Because it's a chance for Mark Murphy to reestablish a different relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
I agree with Jay. There's only so many guys like Aaron Rodgers
that you come around. That is
you
so
make it
true.
Work. And you there's figure it so out. Because if I got – if I look, he's cleansing, guys. He told you he did a cleanse. The inflammation. It's gone. Yes. Like he's young again. Look at him. He looked terrific. You got to see him. Resplendent. Long hair.
But I can't – again, at 30, what is Aaron?
37?
At 37.
How old is Tom Brady?
No, that's not.
Phil Mickelson just won a major.
At 50.
Yeah, but I can't fire my general manager.
How old is Drew Brees?
I can't fire my general manager at 37 years old for a 37-year-old quarterback. I just can't fire my general manager.
You know what, though? I don't know.
I can trade and maximize the strong value for the future of the organization. And feel good about that.
Okay.
Opposed to firing my general manager.
You'd rather be the guy that's traded Aaron Rodgers.
And here's my semantics matter. Yes. I'm not firing my general manager. I'm repositioning my general manager.
Repurposing?
Within the organization.
Oh, so you're fired. Now you're doing something.
What? You go people get repositioned all the time.
But he's not in a situation. He's still in the building.
Yeah, that's fine, but he's in the building that Aaron doesn't need to see his ass.
It's not like that, though, Jay.
No, it is like
you're
that.
No, it's not.
Hey, look, your you're office used to be in the middle of the right floor. Now. Your office is on the bottom floor in the basement now. And you still have a voice just in a different way.
I get it, but that's still blood on Aaron Rodgers' hands. You can't fire a dude. The dude that built the team doesn't want it.
He doesn't want the blood, but it's going to be on his hands.
Yeah,
it's
going to be on his hands.
If I'm making that decision, if I'm Murphy, I'm making that decision.
Absolutely.
I'll go with the MVP every time. That's what I'm doing. These two might need a good divorce lawyer. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin. We're brought to you by attorneys Cordell and Cordell.
Oh, what a great plug. I knew that was going to happen.
Congratulations, Evan. That was very good. Fair divorce for men. Call 1-866-DADS-LAW. Meanwhile,
Dad's Law.
Aaron Rodgers might not want out of Green Bay, although he might end up out. Apparently, Julio Jones is the one that wanted out of Atlanta. I mean, that story, like, what's incredible what happened yesterday.
That popped up on the speakerphone. That was interesting.
Yeah, on national TV on a show. He's talking with Shannon Sharp. He's on speakerphone. And while on speakerphone, he basically says, oh, no, I'm out of there, man. Like, I'm out of there. Like, makes it clear. And Adam Schefter on
Can I ask you a question real quick before we get to the sound? And I just have to ask it. He had to know he was on TV, right? I'm going to ask you. I would think that Shannon Sharp would be like, hey, look, we're on air. I'm going to give you a call. You know, I'm going to ask you this question. Let's see, right? There's no way. Do you think that was just random?
Well, if you're speaking that freely, regardless, if you're talking to somebody and they just say something like that to you, you're not going to bring that to the air eventually? Like, oh, yeah, I was just talking to him. He said this.
I mean, I'm on which side, though? Shannon's side or
yeah, if you're in that situation, you're talking to a player and like that to you, it's good for your show.
See, I don't even think he would talk about it like that, though.
I'm trying to understand what you're asking me.
Whether or not it was on air, Julio knows who he's talking to, right? You know who you're talking to and what he does for a living.
Yes, but I don't know what transpired between Shannon in Julio prior to the phone call.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I don't.
That's why I
you
asked.
Would think, you would think that Julio is aware of the situation. I would think.
I just think
I don't
you know who you're talking to. You know who you're talking to and what he does for a living. And,
we all have our relationships with a lot of people. I haven't said things that people say to me.
Yeah, but don't they say, you know, don't say this or don't bring this on air? Like, usually people
some people are, you know, a lot of people, we don't have to say anything. I just know
it's understood.
It's between us.
Yeah, I don't know, man. All right.
So I had to ask.
Well, all right.
No, it's cool.
No, with all that in mind, though, again, Adam Schefter is trying to explain. So we all along were thinking the Falcons were the ones that wanted to move on from Julio to save some money. And we thought, why would you do that? Matt Ryan wants to, you know, they still believe in Matt Ryan. So wouldn't you want to keep all these weapons around? But Adam Schefter on SportsCenter last night kind of revealed that this was not just on the Falcons, it's on Julio.
The truth of the matter is that Julio Jones went to Falcons management back in March and asked for a trade back then and made it clear that he wanted to leave Atlanta. Now, again, both sides have tried to operate and keep this quiet and keep it private until the Falcons could work out a trade post June 1 due to the salary cap savings. But today, Julio Jones told Shannon Sharpe he's out of there. And so once he told Shannon Sharpe that message, it became a little bit more public than I think both sides wanted it to be at that point in time. But now it seems like a foregone conclusion that Julio Jones will be dealt.
He gone.
Yeah. And it's not, this is not something that happened overnight. This is something that has been festering since this past season.
So before, even before March, as Shefty was saying, in March they already discussed it.
That was a conversation that was already had. Yeah. Julio Jones and his representatives and the Atlanta Falcons already knew that going into the 2021 season that there's a possibility that they would be moving on from Julio Jones. Julio Jones approached the Falcons because he knew. It's like, well, I'm going to get out in front of it and not let y'all get out in front of it. So I'm going to come to y'all and say, you know what, man, I already know what y'all getting ready to try to do. So let me approach y'all and let y'all know that I'm willing to leave, but let's just do it a certain way. And for whatever reason.
We're 2 weeks away from the June 1st game where they probably would have had a move, maybe even have something in place already. Now it's kind of, all right, it's out there.
Yeah, and it's out there now, but it also, from a player standpoint, it probably becomes a little frustrating for Julio Jones to be sitting. Just to be sitting idle. A lot of times he's sitting there, even though he knows, you know, you're getting traded, the anxiety, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? I'm tired of hearing that they trade me as if they don't care about me. They don't want me. So bump them. I'm out of here. That's kind of what goes through your mind when you're sitting around, even though you approached him in March.
But I thought he's the one.
Even though you approached him in March, right? You're March and April and May, you're sitting there. You're thinking you're going to get traded before the draft. You're thinking you're going to get traded during the draft.
Okay.
You don't really grasp, now have a clear understanding of when it's going to happen. So your anxiety level, you're sitting here. Everybody's asking you. People are constantly running things on the news. You're going to get traded. And you're sitting there like, when am I going to get traded, man? Y'all need to trade me.
Well, he knows June 1st.
He doesn't.
You got to know that.
You think he knows
If they had a discussion, he should know.
Well, it ain't like that with players, man. They don't want to keep hearing their name in the news about being traded every single day. I'm just being honest with you from a player standpoint.
I'm curious how Mike Tannenbaum will handle it.
Yeah, Mike Tannenbaum's going to join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike T., our front office insider for the NFL. Good morning, Mike. Mike, I was wondering if this getting out the way it's now out, does it compromise the Falcons in making a deal? Would you figure they probably have some teams that they know are interested in, by the time you get to June 1st, they could probably get something done fairly quickly?
Yeah, this certainly hurts Atlanta, but for slightly different reasons, guys. It's really hard to put the toothpaste back into the tube when you say to Julio Jones, hey, we wanted to trade you, but we didn't get the value, so come on back. That's a really hard conversation to have if I'm Atlanta. So now that everyone knows, which obviously there's been a lot of private conversations, but certainly it's out there publicly, I think it would be really difficult for Atlanta to have Julio Jones come back, and therefore other teams knowing that. I don't think Atlanta is dealing from a position of strength. I think they're dealing from a position of weakness.
Speaking of another player, obviously he's been in the news since the draft, and Aaron Rodgers. What do you make of his comments about Jordan Love when he spoke to Kenny Mayne last night?
I thought they were totally appropriate. You know, it was very supportive. He was supporting a teammate, much the way that he was in a position, you know, a decade and a half ago with Brett Favre. And it's clear that Aaron Rodgers' struggles is with the front office of the Packers. He was very clear that he was happy with his teammates, his coaches, the fans. So I think what Aaron Rodgers was trying to accomplish last night was for the first time publicly put it on the record where his disdain is.
Mike, you're in a position as a president of a team and you want to keep Aaron Rodgers. Do you fire the general manager to appease Aaron Rodgers?
You know, Key, I hope it doesn't come to that. We have a strategy that we set, you know, maybe 2 to 3 months ago, which is, look, we made a mistake last year. We obviously did not handle that situation well. We should have told Aaron Rodgers to his face that, hey, there's a strong likelihood we're going to draft a quarterback, and here's why. He may not have liked that conversation, but hopefully that would have put them in a better position. So I would be working tirelessly. I would go see Aaron Rodgers. I would see the people around him, his family, his agent, whoever else is in that sphere of influence. And I would work really, really hard to try to solve it. And ultimately, I hope it wouldn't come to try to have to fire my GM in terms of, like, let's talk about your legacy, Aaron, much more than any one person.
Mike, that's not enough. That's not enough. I understand you're going to work tirelessly. I understand you're going to have a lot of communication. But I'm not comfortable with Brian Gutekunst being here. How do you make that work? Can you reposition him in the organization somewhere where I don't have to see him or deal with him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think for a couple of years you could possibly do that. But again, the object of the exercise, guys, is to make Aaron Rodgers you want
yes,
to make
Mike, I need to be happy. Yes, Mike, I need to be happy.
Mike is like,
I
don't want to fire the general manager.
I don't want to see Brian Gutekunst. I don't want to see him, Mike. I do not. I hate to put you in this position. I don't want to see him.
You won't see him, but that's a distraction. The task at hand is to go beat the Bears, the Lions,
no,
and the Vikings.
No, Mike.
The answer
the
would be simply
executive. Look at him.
Yes or no, Mike. Do you fire? Do you pick the player over the general manager?
No, you don't. And here's why, though. Here's my response, Key and Jay Will. You just won the MVP. The guy that you're mad at, by the way, just assembled a heck of a good team. We went to the Final Four 2 years in a row. That's really hard to do. You were the MVP because of the players he put around you. So you may be mad at him. We'll handle, you know, ways that we could get better, but we don't need to fire him. He actually helped you get better, believe it or not. So let's worry about what we can solve, and let's not worry about him. Let's worry about focusing on the field and winning a championship.
I mean, so that means you would choose Brian G over Aaron Rodgers, essentially, if that were to go down.
I would do everything I can to keep both. And to me, the interesting part is this, guys. Does Aaron Rodgers pull a Carson Palmer? Meaning, would he sit out the entire season rather than play for the Green Bay Packers? And I was there with Darrell Revis when he had a big holdout. Obviously, Key, you know, your situation was resolved where it worked out well for everybody. But to me, that's what would scare me. If we could certainly talk about that. Anyway, here's the deal. If you're Green Bay, what do you do? Do you trade him or do you just not? Do you keep him for the year? And I think that's really the interesting thing. This is not Dak Prescott. This is not Zeke Elliott. This is a much different situation. You have a player that doesn't want to be there. Those other situations were all economically based. This is very different. And I think what's interesting to me is if you're Green Bay, do you just hold on to Aaron Rodgers and try to convince him otherwise? Or does this become Carson Palmer and this takes a year to get resolved?
Here's what I would do, Mike, and you correct me if I'm wrong. I'd trade Aaron Rodgers and maximize the value and find out what am I going to get in return, player-wise, pick-wise, and continue to move the organization forward. As great as Aaron Rodgers is, I love Aaron Rodgers. I wish I could have played with a guy like him with his left arm. But he's only won one Super Bowl. It's not like we're talking about six Super Bowls. He's won one, and he struggled to get back. And to your point, the general manager has surrounded him with a lot of great players over the last several years that have done well for the Green Bay Packers. So with that being said, I'm moving on from him to maximize it, and I'll just have to take the bullet in the end if it doesn't work out.
Key, I agree with you 100%. And just to move that story a little bit forward, which is if I could get 3 number one picks from Denver, Drew Locke, and maybe Patrick Surtain, I could be setting ourselves up for the next 10, 15 years because now you have Jordan Love, who we just don't know enough about. We have Drew Locke, we don't know enough about, and 3 additional first-round picks. I would do that if I was Green Bay because at some point, let's face it, regardless of this situation or not, Aaron Rodgers is much closer to the end than the beginning, so it's a chance for them to rebuild on the fly. And by the way,
how old is Tom Brady?
But you can't go off Tom Brady.
What do you mean I can't go off Tom Brady? What do you mean I can't go off Tom Brady?
You can't go off.
Who's one of the closest quarterbacks to Tom Brady?
But look,
skill-wise.
Jay, the reason you can't go off of Tom Brady is because Tom Brady left the team and landed in a perfect spot with great coaching.
No, I'm talking awesome defense. I understand all those pieces work, but that's not what I'm saying. We're sitting here acting like Aaron Rodgers is at the end. This dude is not at the end.
That's not what we're saying. We're not saying he's
at the end. So if he has another 5 years in him, but you're not willing to say hey, for another 5 years until Mike, he's 42. Let's make it work.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation between
the previous 16 years. But thanks for your insight. Super Bowl.
What always. More do you have before?
Thanks so much. I'll deal with this.
Sorry, Mike.
Mike. Hey, I got one other point to throw into this. Like they did take Jordan Love in the first round and traded up for him, so they can move on from Aaron Rodgers with a clear conscience, knowing that hey, we traded up for Jordan Love in the first round, so they have to have strong feelings for him. My point is, I understand that Aaron Rodgers could play until he's 40, but if I could get three ones and Drew Lock, I think I got to consider that.
Much more on this and that other star in Milwaukee. Thank you, Mike. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
Good luck, Jordan Love.